Attention has been further emphasized in numerous other hadiths on the great virtues of Ramadan. Quite a number of important points are brought to our notice. Firstly, it should be noted that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered the sermon at the end of the month of Shaban, the obvious reason being that he intended to put into our minds the great importance of Ramadan, so that we could remember and not allow one second of this month to go by without giving it the full importance it deserves. Therefore, attention is drawn to Laylatul Qadr, about which more is later said. Then attention is drawn to the fact that fasting has been made compulsory by Allah Ta'ala, who also made sunnah the Taraweeh Salah by night. From this hadith it is noted that the command for Taraweeh prayers too comes from Allah Ta'ala himself. Besides this, in all the hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I have made it sunnah," is mainly to emphasize its importance. All the authorities of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are agreed upon the fact that Taraweeh Salah is sunnah. Mulana Shah Abdul Haq Dihlavi wrote in his book, Ma sabata bihi sunnah, that should the people of any town fail to perform Taraweeh prayers, the Muslim ruler should make them do so by force. Here one point should be noted. Many have the opinion that one may listen to the full Quran being recited in a certain masjid in 8 or 10 nights and then stop performing Taraweeh Jama'ah. Thereafter the virtue of the sunnah will have been attained. This is wrong. By doing this, the one sunnah will be fulfilled and the other sunnah omitted. There are two things. Firstly, it is sunnah to hear the full Quran being recited in Taraweeh in Ramadan. Secondly, it is sunnah to perform Taraweeh with Jama'ah throughout Ramadan. Both should be performed with care. As for those who are traveling and are unable to perform both sunnah because of uncertainty as to where they will be, then for them it is advisable that in the first few days of Ramadan, they should have the full Quran read in Taraweeh so that the recitation is complete. Then they should attend Taraweeh wherever they find the opportunity. In this way, the Quran will also be completed, and their work will not be hampered. Another point that is brought to our notice in the hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that any nafil deed in Ramadan is rewarded as much as a fard in normal times, and a fard in Ramadan carries a reward of 70 faraid in other times.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. From the kitab Maut Ki Yaad, Remembrance of Death, we continue. ایک حدیث میں ہے کہ ایک جوان مجلس میں کھڑے ہوئے اور عرض کیا, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, مؤمنین میں سب سے زیادہ سمجھدار کون ہے؟ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ موت کا کثرت سے ذکر کرنے والا اور اس کے آنے سے پہلے پہلے اس کے لیے بہترین تیاری کرنے والا. In a hadith it is mentioned that a young man stood up in the majlis gathering of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked that, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that from amongst the mu'mineen, who is the most intelligent? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that it is the person who remembers death the most, and he prepares the most for death before death arrives. ایک مرتبہ حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے قرآن پاک کی آیت فَمَن يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ کی تلاوت فرمائی, جس کا ترجمہ یہ ہے کہ حق تعالی شأنہ جس کو ہدایت فرمانے کا ارادہ فرماتے ہیں اسلام کے لیے اس کے سینے کو کھول دیتے ہیں. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayat, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, the translation of which is that the person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to guide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his heart for Islam. اس کے بعد حضور sallallahu alayhi wa sallam نے فرمایا کہ اسلام کا نور جب سینے میں داخل ہوتا ہے تو سینہ اس کے لئے کھل جاتا ہے. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when the nur of Islam enters a person's heart, then the heart of the person opens up for that nur. Kisi ne arz kiya, ya Rasulullah, uski yani ke Islam ka nur seene mein dakhil ho gaya, koi alamat hai? Somebody inquired that, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when that nur of Islam enters into the heart, is there any sign for that? Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya ke dhoke ke ghar, yani dunya se bu'd paida hona, hamesha rehne wale ghar, yani akhirat ki taraf rujoo, aur maut aane se pehle uski taiyari. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, and he gave three signs for this. The first one is that the sign that the nur of Islam has entered the person's heart, the first sign is that the person now starts going far away. He just inclines from this abode of deception, which means this dunya. The second sign is that he inclines towards that eternal abode, that is the hereafter. And the third sign, that he prepares for death before death can come. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka irshad hai, ke maine apni walida ki qabr ki ziyarat karne ki ijazat mangi thi, mujhe uski ziyarat ki ijazat mil gayi, tum log qabristan jaya karo, isliye ke ye cheez maut ko yaad dilati hai. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned that I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for permission to visit the grave of my mother. I was granted this permission. Therefore, you people also visit the Qabristan, because visiting of the Qabristan reminds a person of death. Ek aur hadith mein hai ke usse ibrat hoti hai. In another hadith it is mentioned that visiting the Qabristan is a ibrat, a person takes a lesson from there. ایک اور حدیث میں ہے کہ قبرستان جانے سے دنیا سے بے رغبتی پیدا ہوتی ہے اور آخرت یاد آتی ہے. In another حدیث it is mentioned that by visiting the graveyard, the disinclination from this dunya is created in a person's heart and a person starts remembering the hereafter. حضرت ابو ذر رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مجھ سے ارشاد فرمایا کہ قبرستان جایا کرو, اس سے تم کو آخرت یاد آئے گی, اور مردوں کو غسل دیا کرو کہ یہ نیکیوں سے خالی بدن کا علاج ہے اور اس سے بہت بڑی نصیحت حاصل ہوتی ہے. حضرت ابو ذر رضی اللہ عنہ mentions that نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم once advised me that visit the قبرستان because it will remind you of the year after, and bathe the dead because it is a remedy and cure for that body which is void from, which is empty from neki, from pious deeds and from thawab. And by bathing the dead, there is great counsel and great admonishment a person receives. اور جنازہ کی نماز میں شرکت کیا کرو, شاید اس سے کچھ رنج و غم تم میں پیدا ہو جائے, کہ غمگین آدمی جس کو آخرت کا غم ہو اللہ تعالیٰ کے سائے میں رہتا ہے اور ہر خیر کا طالب رہتا ہے. Further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Abu Dhar radiallahu anhu that attend the janazah salat because it will create in you a grief and a concern, because that person who is concerned of the, and has got the grief of the and sorrow for the year after, Allah, he is in the shadow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is always seeking those things which are works of good and actions of piety. ایک حدیث میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ارشاد ہے کہ بیماروں کی عیادت کیا کرو اور جنازوں کے ساتھ جایا کرو کہ یہ آخرت کو یاد دلاتا ہے. In another حدیث نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned that visit the sick and go and attend the janazas because this will remind you of the year after. ایک حکیم کسی جنازے کے ساتھ جا رہے تھے, راستے میں لوگ اس میت پر رنج اور افسوس کر رہے تھے. وہ صاحب فرمانے لگے کہ تم اپنے اوپر رنج اور افسوس کرو تو زیادہ مفید ہے. Once a wise person who was attending a janaza, on the road those people who were going with the janaza, he seen that they were in great grief and sorrow. He told them that rather be sorrowful and have grief over yourself, it will be more beneficial. And then he gave the reasons. یہ تو چلا گیا اور تین آفتوں سے نجات پا گیا. That this dead person is now gone, but he has now gained salvation from three great calamities. Number one, آئندہ ملک الموت کے دیکھنے کا خوف اس کو نہیں رہا. That he will never have the fear of ever seeing ملک الموت again. A person who experiences death, it's only one time and he will never experience death again. So he won't have that fear of ever seeing Malakul Maut. Maut ki sakti jeevne ki ab usko nobat nahi aayegi. And the second thing from which he has gained salvation is that he will never have to experience and go through the stage of having to experience the pains of death. Bure khatma ka khauf khatam ho gaya. And the third thing is that the fear of dying an evil death, a bad death, that fear is now over. Therefore, apne fikr karo ke ye teen marhale tumhare liye baki hai. Therefore, worry about yourself now, because you still have to go through all these three stages.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Ma ba'd. From the kitab Islam al-Akhlaq, Reformation of Character. Achhe akhlaq ki ta'arif aur unke husool ka tariqa. The definition of good character and the method of attaining them. Toba aur uska tariqa. The first thing is repentance and the manner of attaining it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu wa ta'ala anhu ka irshad hai. Al-Nadmu Toba. Gunah se dil ka naam aur sharminda hokar بیچین ہو جانا یہی توبہ ہے عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ has mentioned that when a person sins then his heart becomes saddened and sorrowful and a person becomes uneasy, this is referred to as توبہ. مختصر یہ سمجھ لیجئے کہ جب کسی بڑے آدمی کا کچھ قصور ہو جاتا ہے تو کس طرح اس سے معذرت کرتے ہیں. In short, understand it in this way, that in front of a big person somebody has done wrong, then how does he seek forgiveness? ہاتھ جھوڑتے ہیں, پاؤں پکڑتے ہیں, پاؤں پر ٹوپی ڈالتے ہیں, خوش آمد کے الفاظ کہتے ہیں, رونے کا سا منہ بناتے ہیں. The person normally he puts his hands together, he holds the person's feet, he takes his topi out and places it on the person's feet, he uses words of flattery to flatter him, he makes his face like the face of a crying person. بلاح اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے جب توبہ کرے تو کم از کم ایسی حالت تو ضرور ہونی چاہیے. So in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person is making tawbah, he is repenting. So at least our conditions should be such that we should do this, the past actions which was mentioned. Aisi tawbah hasbe waade khuda wali zarur qabul hoti hai. Such a tawbah, according to the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will definitely be accepted. Tawbah ki tawfeeq ke liye, Quran and Hadith mein jo azab ke zikr hai, unko socha kare. To gain the ability of making tawbah of repenting, a person must ponder over the punishments mentioned in the Quran and Hadith for certain actions, ponder over them. Usse dil gunah se bezar hoga. By means of this, the heart will become disinclined to sin. Zuban se toba ke saath jo namaz, roza, qaza ho, uski qaza ulama se daryaft karke shuru kar de. Together with toba of the tongue, whatever namazes a person has missed, any rozas, fasting a person has missed, they have become qaza. Then a person should ask the ulama and start making qaza. Start fulfilling all of these which have been must. Bandho ka haq ya warithon ko tarka na diya to unko ada kare. If a person is not given somebody his rights, he is not given some inheritance, so he should make sure he gives it to them. Agar majboor ho yani adaigi ki istiadad na ho, to maaf karaye. If a person does not have the ability to pay those people back, then he should go to them and ask for forgiveness. So this is the first quality. Khauf aur uska tarika. Second good quality is fear and the manner of attaining it. Hazrat Muaz radiyallahu anhu se riwayat hai ki iman wale ka dil be khauf nahi hota aur uske khauf ko kisi tarah sukoon nahi hota. Hazrat Muaz radiyallahu anhu says, he narrates that a person who has got iman, his heart cannot be such, he does not have any fear in it, and the fear which is within him, it does not have any sukoon, any rest. He is always fearful. Tarike khauf paida karne ka ye hai کہ ہر وقت خیال رکھے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ہمارے تمام اعمال اور اقوال اور ظاہر اور باطن کے تمام بھیدوں کو جانتے ہیں اور مجھ سے قیامت کے دن حساب لیں گے. The manner of attaining this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that every moment a person should think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of all our actions, all our speech, all the secrets, the hidden secrets, our outward, our inward, every single thing Allah is aware of. And on the day of qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reckon me. So he will take me for reckoning. Allah ta'ala se umeed, waar rahmat rehna aur uska tariqa. So one quality is to have the fear of Allah, but the other one is also to have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the manner of attaining it. Allah ta'ala ka irshad hai ki beshak Allah ta'ala ki rahmat se na umeed wo log hote hai jo kafir hai. Usse maloom hua ki rahmat ka umeedwar rehna iman ka juz hai. Allah ta'ala says that the only people who are lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the disbelievers. From here we learn that we have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of iman. Tariqa uska ye hai ki Allah ta'ala ki khub farma badani aur ibadat kare aur nafarmaniyon se khub himmat karke bache. The manner of attaining this hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala is a person must be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make his ibadat, and with full courage a person should abstain from all disobedience. Aur ye tabi'i baat hai ki aadmi jiski itaat karta hai usse umeed rakhta hai. This is a natural thing that whoever you obey, then you have hope in that person. Aur jiski nafarmani karta hai usse dil ko wahshat aur naumeedi se ho jati hai. Whoever you disobey, it is obvious the heart will now the fear of that person, it will lose hope in that person. Aur tawbah karte waqt umeed rakhne ka matlab ye hai ki Allah ta'ala ki rahmat ki ghair mahdood wusaat par nazar rakhe aur yakeen rakhe ki mera tawbah zarur qabul ho jayegi. And at the time of making tawbah, when your person is repenting, what does it mean to have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Is that a person must look at the countless mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person must have conviction that definitely Allah Ta'ala will accept my tawbah and repentance. Jab thori si barood se pahar ke tukre tukre ho jate hai, to Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat mein kitni taqat hogi jisse ki gunahon ke pahar bhi tukre tukre ho jayenge. When a small amount of dynamite is used and a huge mountain is made into small small pieces, then how much of power there is in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you have the mountains of gunahs and sins, you can break it into small small pieces. Magar rahmat ke sahare par bekhauf hokar gunahon ka aadi ban jana sakht dhoka aur khatarnak hai. However, now having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person doesn't have any fear at all, and now he starts making sin one way, this is a thing of great deception and very very frightening. Kya marham ki dabiya jo jalne mein 100% mufeed ho, uske sahare par koi aadmi haath dalta hai. A person has got a certain ointment which is 100% beneficial for any burns. So having hope in this medication, does any person purposely put his hand in fire and say that it doesn't matter if I burn myself, I can just put the medicine? No, if mistakenly he burns himself, then he will use the medicine. So similarly, if mistakenly we make a guna and sin, we are human beings, then we can use tawbah, we can have hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy, make tawbah. But purposely a person should abstain, should not do guna and sin. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبركم بخير أعمالكم وأزكاها عند مليككم وأرفعها لدرجاتكم وخير لكم من إعطاء الذهب والورق وخير لكم من أن تلقوا عدوكم فتضربوا رقابهم ويضربوا رقابكم ذكر الله عز وجل. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, shall I not inform you of an action which is the best of all deeds, constitute the best act of piety in the eyes of your Lord, which will elevate your status in the year after, and carries more virtue than the spending of gold and silver for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or taking part in jihad and slaying or being slayed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum begged to be informed of such an act. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is the dhikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu reported Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, shall I not inform you of an action which is the best of all deeds, constitute the best act of piety in the eyes of your Lord, will elevate your status in the year after, and carries more virtue than the spending of gold and silver for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or taking part in jihad and slaying or being slayed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum begged to be informed of such an act. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني، جمراه جايك ميدانه، تو ہی تو ہو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب دل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھو جگر. لا الہ الا محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Silently, little voice, soft. Most of us are completely silent, so it must be made softly, not loudly, soft.
Ilahi, dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwaye tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Tu kar be khabar sari khabron se mujhko, ilahi rahu ek khabardar tera. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. الہی پہو ذرہ درد دل، یہ مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ، کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے، میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا. نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب، تو مطلوب، میں ہوں طالب تیرا. اٹھا غم رکھ امید، امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا. پوچھے میں کیا مانتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا، میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت، میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانتا ہوں. یہ ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے مر کر، اسی ذات کی بس روا مانگتا ہوں. اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں، میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں. لا نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بستا دم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ خوشمی آئے دم تا بچہ نہ چنی می بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 احرا جز آسما حمدم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود شیرینستے نام شیر و شکر میش و جانم تمام اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 غالبی برجا جبائے مشتری شاید در درمان نگارا و آخری اللہ 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 اللہ
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the first Juma of this month of Ramadan, and our elders always took great extra caution for the day and the night of Juma. Ramadan is such a Mubarak month, so great in every way, and Juma in Ramadan, what to say about that? That is even much, much more greater Jummah, like that also. Sayyidul Ayyam is Jummah. And Sayyidul Shahr is Ramadan. He is the master of all the months, and in that we get master of all the days. So don't let this Jummah just go past like that. Whatever we can, let us try and make more ibadat. From the aspects of Jummah is to try and wake up a bit earlier than usual. Even if we wake up 5 minutes earlier than every day what we're waking up, we will have made amal on the sunnah also. And actually it is to try and wake up more earlier, to try and make more ibadat. But even just to make amal on the sunnah, even if we just wake up 5 minutes earlier. And then to read Surah Kahf. Try and read Surah Kahf, which is in the starts middle of 15th Supara and about a quarter before the quarter of the 16th Supara. Try and read Durood Sharif excessively. During Jummah, well, one of the great special ibadats of Jummah is Durood Sharif. Now after Asr Durood will be put on the board, we will read that. Another Durood, we should try and read for Jummah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadu wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Try and read that, and if you can read it 1,000 times, very, very good. Then try and make Salatul Tasbih. The method is written in Fazail Amal also, Beshti Zivar. There are quite a few ulama. Ask them the method. Try and make Salatul Tasbih. Jummah, dua, there are two particular times. Generally, dua is readily accepted, but between the two khutbas, when the imam sits down, in our heart without moving the tongue, make dua that time. Then between Asr and Maghrib, and the time close to Maghrib especially, is duas are readily accepted at that time. So try and practice all these sunnats, try and observe the day of Jumu'ah, inshallah it will be extremely beneficial. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.